This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
There are a lot of youth today who are like learning homesteading skills. They're going to do really, really well because their life is not easy.
The Health Ranger Report.
They're not just thumbing their way through a bunch of Snapchat.
Oh my God, your friend Shirley, she has a new handbag. Oh my God.
No, that's not their life.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
It's important that you pay special attention to what's happening in Venezuela right now and how that society is collapsing under tyranny, because in many ways it's kind of a beta test for what looks to be the future of America as well, especially in the big cities. We're talking martial law, we're talking mass starvation, dumpster diving, government confiscation of food, firearms, mass hyperinflation of the currency, and basically a total shutdown of society, a total lack of food, water, fuel, pharmaceuticals, painkillers, insulin, you know, you name it. It's falling apart. And the government of Venezuela, of course, has engaged in just an increasingly tyrannical crackdown against the people. And the people, the protesters, are disarmed because, of course, the Venezuelan government, like every socialist government, wants to disarm the people so that they can stay, so that the government can stay in power. You see, if the people of Venezuela had been armed all along, if they had a Second Amendment, for example, they would have already overthrown the government. They'd be back on the path to recovery. And that's why leftists and socialists, which is what Venezuela is, always want to push gun control, because they never, ever, ever want a citizenry that can fight back. So that way, then, the government can abuse them, confiscate their gold, confiscate their wealth, hyperinflate the currency, confiscate food. You know, that's how it works. But this is all coming to America, probably. And it's going to get worse in Venezuela. I mean, it is, at this point, already a failed state. And just as an interesting economic piece of information, the price of oil hovering around, I think, right now, $46 or so per barrel, is so far below what Venezuela needs in order to break even that Venezuela is just bleeding cash. And they're just trying to print their way out of it by printing more money, to the point where now Venezuelans, in order to buy U.S. dollars, they're now spending 1,000 times more than they had to spend just, I think, 5 years ago. And the price of oil will have to rise to over $200 a barrel in order for Venezuela to start breaking even on oil exports. And it's nowhere near that. Again, it's under $50 a barrel, and it's very unlikely to get to $200, you know, anytime soon. Now, here's what you need to know. And by the way, thank you for joining me again. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, editor of NewsTarget.com, as well as NaturalNews.com. And check out related sites, Survival.News and Collapse.News. They are very informative about what's coming. But first things first, under President Obama, there were executive orders put on the books, and I wrote about these on Natural News. You can find the stories, and you can see the EO number. This is not a secret, not a conspiracy theory. These were all signed by Obama that allow the government, in a state of emergency, to quite literally go door-to-door and confiscate everything of value, from fuel, food, livestock, tractors, gold, guns, firearms, ammunition, reloading supplies, medicine, everything. Basically, anything of value, the government can confiscate it. And this is part of, you know, federal, well, you can't quite say law, but these are executive orders that exist that are in standing right now that President Trump could invoke at any time or any future president could invoke. And one of the most frightening possible scenarios is that the attacks on Trump managed to destroy his presidency, and he loses in 2020 to a radical left-winger like Bernie Sanders, who is, of course, a socialist, or someone worse, perhaps. And then that president invokes these executive orders and stages a false flag and declares a national emergency and just starts confiscating guns and gold and fuel and medicine and food and everything else. That's one of the scenarios that, of course, has a lot of people concerned, for good reason. But the first thing the governments tend to do when they try to stay in power is take away self-reliance from the citizens. So they will go door to door, especially in high-density population areas. But they can also go door to door among the farms in rural areas, and they can literally march into your house with troops, and they can seize your guns, your gold, your food, your ammo, whatever. And they will. In total violation of the Fourth Amendment, even in violation of the Third Amendment, in violation of due process, it doesn't matter. Under national emergency orders, they can do and will do anything they want. Tyranny reigns in that kind of a situation. Now, whether that will happen to you in your state or your city is another question. I have a feeling that Texas would reject that. And Governor Abbott, if he's still the governor at the time that this happens, would say, no, we are not going to allow our state to be overrun by federal tyranny. And the Texas people would fight against that, and the Texas State Guard and so on. So Texas might be the one state that resists that kind of tyranny, by the way. Something to think about if you're thinking about moving to Texas. But don't come to Texas if you're a fascist, socialist, communist, you know, hater of America and all that. But I'll cover that in another podcast. Nevertheless, getting back to what works and what doesn't work, the people who are starving to death in Venezuela are those who did not have stored food, who did not have a backup plan, who did not have any real savings, or if they had savings, they kept it in the banks. You see, the money in the bank is losing its value. I think in Venezuela, they've lost like 99% of the value of their money already, and it's going to get worse. It'll be 99.99% by the time this is over. If those people had stored some silver coins or some gold, or if they had backyard chickens, or if they had some storable food or anything of value, they could have bartered it and they could have extended their survivability. It would still be hard. I'm not saying that things would be easy, but if they were able to hide these things from the authorities through what we call microcaching, which is storing small quantities of things in a distributed way. You know, people might bury things in their yard inside a waterproof container, for example, or they would hide things inside the walls of their home or their doors or whatever. Lots of different microcaching strategies out there. And they would usually have some kind of sacrificial supplies that were ready to be turned over to the authorities that were confiscating everything. So they might have, you know, some easy to find stored food or a few silver coins or a little bit of cash or whatever. And they understand that that's to be sacrificed and handed over to the authorities so that they will move on to the next home. But, you know, behind the walls or hidden in the yard or buried under a slab of concrete somewhere where you have to use a sledgehammer to get to it, they might have other supplies or other barterable items. And that might mean the difference between surviving versus starving to death. And so if you enjoy living, you might want to think about having a survival plan that goes beyond just, you know, 3 days worth of canned soup in the cupboard, because that's going to get confiscated. Or some gold coins in your dresser drawer in your bedroom, because that's going to get confiscated. Or a handgun that's easy for the authorities to find, because that's going to get confiscated too. You got to think, you got to be a couple of moves ahead on all of this if you don't want to end up going down the path of Venezuelans. And remember, Venezuelan people are just as smart as you are. And they had just as advanced an economy as anybody a few years ago, it would seem. I mean, they have modern cities, modern medicine, everything. And yet those people are starving to death and their country is collapsing. Why? Well, it's what happens when you put socialists into power, basically, and tyrants into power. But you already know that. In any case, let's talk about cryptocurrency. Bitcoin, a lot of Venezuelans, some had Bitcoin, but then Bitcoin was outlawed by the government. So even though they had Bitcoin, effectively they were blocked from being able to use it in any convenient way, or if they did, they risked being imprisoned. So thinking that you have cryptocurrency is not the answer to all your survival prayers. That can be confiscated or blocked or criminalized at any time, or it could collapse at any time because we have extreme volatility in cryptocurrencies. Although I have said in the past that it's not a bad idea to have about 5% of your savings in some cryptocurrency if you think that you might have to flee your country and you need a backup plan. Like maybe you could, you know, flee on foot or flee on a boat, and then when you get to your destination country, you could still cash in some cryptocurrency and not starve to death. So that's still a valid strategy, but Bitcoin itself is you know, highly volatile and something you might want to avoid. There are better currencies, I think, out there right now, such as Zcash. So anyway, just you got to follow that very closely because it changes daily, it seems. All right, the other thing is firearms. Now, the difference between Venezuela and the United States is that in America, we have a Second Amendment. We've got over 100 million firearms all over the country and lots of people, you know, tens of millions of people who know how to use them at a basic level. Which means that the kind of tyranny that you're seeing in Venezuela would not go on as long in America because people would pick up their firearms and they would march on Washington. And there would literally be a shooting war because people aren't going to starve to death in America. They're just going to pick up their rifles and go march on Washington if it comes to that, you see. So you could expect, you know, quite a lot of kinetic violence breaking out in America. But because there are so many firearms already in the country, you don't want to be the one without one. Because the bad guys will have them and the gangs will have them. And of course, the government has them. Whether the government's good or bad, who knows? You know, it could be a difference between local government versus federal government. It just depends on what scenarios play out. But in any case, you don't want to be disarmed in a nation with 100 million firearms running around. So you better take precautions so that you can be safe. Just to protect your own home, protect your family, protect your stuff, you know, your food, your medicine, what have you. So the bottom line is we can all learn a lot from Venezuela, learn what doesn't work. Like, don't give up your firearms to a government ever, ever. Don't elect socialists to power. Always have backup storable food. And if you're gonna try to rise up and overthrow a corrupt, tyrannical socialist regime like exists in Venezuela, make sure you have some firearms because you're not going to be able to do it with, you know, slingshots and pitchforks. Doesn't work. And that's why people are still enslaved in Venezuela right now. Now, my ultimate goal, and I'll wrap this up here, I want people to be safe. I don't want to see violence. I want us to be free. And I want America to succeed as a country. I don't want to see civil war in America, and I don't want to see people starving to death and dumpster diving for food. But I also see where the trends are leading us, and it looks like that kind of scenario is not that far-fetched. Cities are collapsing, like Chicago or Detroit, for example, even LA in many ways. Law enforcement is outgunned. Lawlessness has taken hold in our country. We've got food supply disruptions, and we've got the potential for attacks from North Korea that could set off an EMP weapon and plunge our nation into chaos by taking out much of the power grid. We know that the government's response and law enforcement response is insufficient to handle the chaos and the looting and the violence that would immediately break out in many areas, especially the large cities. So you do need to be aware of all of this. You do need to be informed. Even if we hope for the best, we need to prepare for the worst. That's my take on all of this. Watch Venezuela very closely because you could be seeing that in America's large high-density cities before too long as well. Don't be a victim. Be ready for what's coming. Get out of the cities while you can. That's been my advice for a long time, and I'm sticking with it. Get out of the cities. They are death traps. Do not get caught in a major city when something hits the fan. I hope this has been at least somewhat valuable. Maybe you stop and think about some things that you hadn't thought about before. Stay safe. I want you to survive. I want you to succeed. I want you to do well, and I want our country, our nation, to do well. This is Mike Adams here, Health Ranger. HealthRangerReport.com is where you can find more podcasts. And check out my websites, newstarget.com, as well as survival.news and gear.news. Take care.
Learn more at HealthRangerReport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.